were now tuned in to the Dr. K Show every Saturday at MCST on WAGG, 610 AM. Your health is your wealth.
You are now listening to Heaven 610 AM as well as FM 100. This is the Dr. K Show, and I am your host, Dr. K, everyone. Hey. So listen up, everyone. We have a great show ahead of us, and right here on the Dr. K Show is where we listen, we read, and of course we learn, because you perish for the lack of knowledge. So that's why we read those ingredient labels, because it can save your life. So be sure to read your ingredient labels and pay attention to what you are eating, because the first five ingredients are very important. But we'll go further into that into the show. So stay tuned. At this time, we would like to salute our veterans of the armed forces, as well as the frontline workers who are out there working very hard every day, risking their lives for us. Thank you all so much. It is now time for words of inspiration from none other than yours truly, Dr. K. When you see someone's crown tilted, help them straighten it instead of talking about them. Support someone every day. It is that time to give you the COVID-19 stats. Globally, there are over 9 million confirmed coronavirus cases, over 492 deaths globally. In the United States, there are over 2 million confirmed corona cases and over 125 confirmed deaths in the United States. Right here in Alabama, there are over 33,000 today confirmed corona cases. Right here in Jefferson County, over 3,481 cases. And in Shelby County, over 900 cases. And over 377,000 people have been tested. And as of today, there were over 887 people who died. We are number two in the nation, y'all. We are number two in the nation as far as corona cases per capita here in the state of Alabama. That is not good. We need to wear our mask and our face coverings. Do good hand washing. If you choose to use the alcohol-based hand sanitizer, it needs to be at least 60%. And also be careful, because if you go above 70%, it can be dangerous. The FDA, they have a list of the hand sanitizers that have not been approved. So be careful using the hand sanitizer. So I'm giving you all the stats to let you know that COVID-19 coronavirus is still here. We had over 800 cases yesterday, y'all. So please take care of yourselves. Wear your face coverings, your face mask, cover your eyes. You want to do good hand washing with soap and water for a minimum of 20 seconds. Be sure to dry your hands very good with a clean cloth or paper towels, preferably disposable paper towels. Also, you need to wear gloves when necessary. If you are a home health care provider, of course, you need to wear your gloves and your PPE protective gear at all times while you are doing patient care. Now, those of you who are out here in the public, CDC has stated that it's not necessary to wear your gloves, but I can't, you know, tell you all what to do, but I give you all the information and the recommendations. And also, new CDC guidelines have just come out, so feel free to go to cdc.gov. It's stating that when you are in a group, when you're out in with a group, that you should wear your mask. You should wear your mask. It's very important. So once again, we want to do social distancing at least 6 feet away. You want to keep your face covered, whether it's with a cloth, cotton, of course, breathable. And that's important too, to make sure you have breathable covering. Because if it's not breathable, then you're going to suffocate. And that's why people are experiencing dizziness or absolutely passing out, because they are not wearing the proper gear. Just keep in mind that, because it's like some myths going around talking about that the CO2, all this kind of stuff. That's just a bunch of myths, because think about it. We as healthcare providers, including myself, I have worked in the operating room for years, and I would have on my mask basically anywhere from 8 hours or more a day. And we didn't pass out. People work in surgery every single day and they wear a mask. This is a practice that has been going on for years. There's no research or evidence to support that people are passing out due to CO2 consumption. The only way that can happen, if you have on, like I said, a mask that's not 100% cotton or it's not breathable material. Okay, so we've cleared that up. So be sure to wear your mask at all times. Okay, if you're out in public, not at home, and when necessary. You want to do good hand washing, a minimum of 20 seconds with soap and water. Dry your hands good. Or you can use a alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And it has to be 60% of alcohol-based. 60% at minimum of alcohol base with the hand sanitizer. We want to do social distancing, like I said, and take care of ourselves. And those of you who have chronic illnesses such as hypertension, diabetes, renal disease, kidney disease, anything that you have going on, asthma, please take your medicines accordingly. Take your medicines as prescribed by your doctors and keep your visits. Everyone is open now. And if you don't have a healthcare provider, feel free to call 205-934-3411 and they can help you as well. Or if you do not have insurance, you can call 205-930-3200. That number again is 205-930-3200. Also, I want to give out this number if you need help with finances, because we got this COVID-19 going on, and this doesn't even have to be related to COVID-19. If you need assistance with anything that you can think of, call 211. That number again, if you need assistance with anything, call 211. They can help you no matter where you live. They can give you guidance. If you do not live in the state of Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you still can call the 211 and receive assistance and guidance. Also, they're doing COVID-19 testing Monday through Fridays at Legion Field. Monday through Fridays at Legion Field. And if you don't have insurance, once again, it's free of charge at Legion Field right here in Birmingham, Alabama. COVID-19 testing. And I want each and every one of you to take care of yourselves. It's very important because we want you all to be here. All right, everyone, we have a very special guest on our show today, and I am so excited and elated to have him. It's an author. His name is T.H. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Welcome, Mr. Moore.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm happy to get this interview started and get the message out about the story I am.
All right. So, let me tell you about our author first. T.H. Moore is a Southwest Philadelphia native who relocated to Camden, New Jersey at the age of 10. He's an active member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated and earned a Bachelor of Science degree from Morgan State University. His career as an information technology consultant and real estate investor has afforded him the opportunity to travel to many countries all over the world, as well as the majority of the United States. Blending experience with imagination helped formulate the basis of and inspire him to write his first novel, The End Justifies the Means. His second novel, The Devil's Whisper, is uniquely creative fiction that features away from the inspiration of his own life experiences in The Devil's Whisper. He dives into a darker set of dual protagonists whose sole objective is to survive the circumstances of the world they live in. T.H. Moore, the author that we're talking about, is the proud father of one son, Jason, and currently resides in Virginia, where he is working on the next two installments of The Devil's Whisper trilogy. But today we are going to talk about the book I Am.
Yes,
and so, yeah. And so, I Am, how did you come up with that title, and what does the title mean?
Well, for me, it has multiple meanings. I know everyone can see the book cover right now, but if you do look at the book cover, it's a play on, like, if you go back to the civil rights struggle when we were just trying to secure our right to vote, there were a lot of signs that said, I am a man, you know, I am this, I am that. And on the another portion of it is that on the book cover, I have the names, since this story deals with police brutality and the effects of that brutality, I have the names of people who have been murdered by the police, you know, unarmed citizens like Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, even though he wasn't a victim of police brutality, but a wannabe cop. You know, so I have a list of names of essentially like martyrs in our community who have been the victims of police brutality. And as a result of that, they lost their lives. And all of them that's on the book were all unarmed. So, a realistic person obviously shouldn't think that an unarmed citizen and everyday American in 2020 should lose their life because of an encounter with a police officer. But that's the world that we live in. So that pushed me to write this story and to tell this truth and force an uncomfortable and unsettling conversation so that we can get over this hump of racial inequality and start to officially move forward and become, you know, a country based off of the promises that it made.
Right. And so also, you know, I started reading the book, but I'm not going to go into details because I want each and every one of you to go and purchase this book. And where can our listeners go to get I Am?
Well, there's a few places. The first place I would like everyone to go to is my website, www.thmoore.com. So that's just like my pen name. So T as in Tom, H as in Harry, Moore, Moore.com. And once you go there, you'll find links to Amazon, where you'll find links to BarnesandNobles.com and all the other places where you can find the book. So you can find it on Amazon with brilliant. I even have a Kindle version. I have audiobook version for people who just want someone to read to them. And we have every option available so that everyone can get the story and can receive the message. And we can start having this unsettling and honest conversation in America.
And so this book, he wrote this book prior to what we are going through today. And I was just, I was in like awe because the book is really talking about what we're experiencing now. So, I mean, it's a very interesting book. It's an easy read. And the print is large enough for those who are my age where we can see. And so little brown boys and girls can't roam the streets of their own communities without being labeled as a suspect, a criminal, or, you know, or an illegal person or a thug.
Right. I was about to chime in. I was like, don't forget about thug, which is the new name for the N-word now. I don't want to say it on your show because I don't know if it's,
right,
if it's kosher or not. But yeah, when they call it thug, they basically replace the N-word with thug.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you just enlightened me today, too. So the N-word has been replaced with the word thug. So
the N-word has been replaced with thug, yes.
Okay,
so when
okay.
people refer to it as thug, they're basically calling us the N-word.
Wow. Okay. Well, you have dearly enlightened me. And so the title of the book is I Am. I Am. So listen up, everybody. Please go and get your copy of the book from our
Please
author,
do.
By our author, T.H. Moore. And they can get the book from where?
They can get it from www.thmoore.com. You can also search for I Am by T.H. Moore. on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Books a Million, all the normal portals for getting books. But everyone knows Amazon. But if you go to Amazon, you'll find everything. You'll find paperback, hardback, Kindle, and audiobook.
Okay. And so with the police brutality going on and protests going on, what is it that you want to say to our listeners? Any advice or any words?
Well, I mean, basically, I just want people to not just purchase the book. You know, I appreciate that, but I wrote the book so that people would read it and receive the message that I'm delivering in the story. It's ultimately, you know, a work of fiction, but I use a lot of present day, you know, issues and occurrences of police brutality that's happened over the past few years, and I've incorporated that into the story. So you'll see similarities to what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, a couple of years ago. I mentioned, you know, the instance with Trayvon, you know, things of that nature. So they'll see those types of similarities. But essentially, I wrote the story to instigate, and I use that word purposely because I want to force an unsettling conversation in America. Because it's a conversation that we've willfully ignored. And the conversation is that the existence of ingrained cultural bias in our law enforcement system has spawned, you know, a cultural reckoning on the verge of eruption. And the consequences of denying what's happening is equivalent to a seaboard, you know, state like Louisiana or Florida ignoring the fury of a hurricane barreling toward the shores. So simply stated, I am is a literary warning to America. It's a warning shot. They're like, hey, something's wrong. It needs to be addressed. If we keep ignoring it, it's gonna cause mass destruction. And I wrote this story 2 years ago. You know, I started writing it in 2018 when, you know, it seemed like every week we were losing, you know, an unarmed citizen to police brutality, to a shooting. And it got to the point where I was getting so upset and so angry that I could just only imagine how others were feeling. So it was a type of situation where I saw the trajectory that the country was headed under this current administration's leadership. And I just made the decision to say, I need to do my part. I need to write a story. I need to get this message out to let everyone know and not just sit on the sidelines and say, hey, this is where we're heading as a country. And it's a wicked trajectory. And unless we do something to address it, we're pretty much doomed as a country and as a democracy, because as you watch what's happening, as things progress, our democracy is slowly eroding. So again, I wrote this story 2 years ago. It published in December of last year. And as we've seen in the last month, literally what I've written in the story that I you know, wrote 2 years ago is coming to fruition. Now, I'm not trying to say that I'm clairvoyant, I'm psychic, but it's a type of situation where we're seeing so many signs. And I'm a student of history, and a lot of history is repeating itself. And some of the tactics that are being used by the administration have been used by other countries who exercise similar crimes against humanity. And I'm speaking specifically of Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. They use the same type of policies, the same type of tactics in order to persecute the Jewish people. And this administration is using that to persecute people of color, immigrants, homosexuals. So instead of just persecuting one group of people, they've pretty much lumped in all the people that they've deemed desirables. And I don't want to see a repeat of World War II. So, you know, I'm doing as much as I can to get this message out so that we can get out and vote in November and prevent, you know, a repeat of another 4 years, because I honestly don't believe that this country will be able to sustain another 4 years under this lack of leadership.
And so everyone, please go and get the book. We have an international known author, T.H. Moore. The title of the book is I Am. And he's talking about police brutality, from police brutality all the way to Washington, D.C., to the courtroom. So the book is very informative, educational, as well as talking about what's going on, and it's dealing with reality, what's actually happening right now. So be sure to purchase the book, I Am, and you all can go to Amazon. And what, Mr. Moore, can you tell them the other outlets?
Can you tell them the other outlets
to purchase the book?
Yep, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million. You can also follow me on social media. I'm always online, so my usernames or handles on, you know, the big three, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, are my writing name. So it's T.H. Moore Novels with the S at the end. So if you do a search for T.H. Moore Novels on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, you'll be able to follow me, see some of the posts that I've made. You'll also find the links to interviews, some of them just like this one that I posted. You'll see links for interviews on my webpage that I've done. And you'll be able to see as much information as possible, like where to get the books and book signings that I have scheduled coming up, and every outlet possible for you to get a copy. But everyone knows Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you'll be able to find it there.
Well, thank you so much. And Bruss of Omega Sci-Fi, please support. I know that's right. Support him in his great endeavor, incredible endeavor. Thank you so much for coming on the Dr. K Show. We are so grateful for having you. And
thank you for having me.
And keep doing what you do, what you are doing, because people of color need to see men like you working. Okay?
Well, I'm here and I'm doing the work. And, you know, I'm hoping everyone will, you know, get the book, Join in the Revolution, you know, resist against this, you know, what's happening against our people. And, you know, also join in the fight to come up with, you know, common sense solutions with our allies. And, you know, we can get over this hump and make sure that this idea of the American experiment continues to go forward, you know, for the next, you know, infinity.
All right. So take care. And we'll have to have you back on the show again. All right.
I'm here.
All right. Yeah. T.H. Moore, author of I Am. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
You too. Be blessed.
All right. We are out of time right here on the Dr. K Show, but I do want to say thank you all so much for tuning in every Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Dr. K Show. So be sure to tune in next week, same time, same place, everyone, and be sure to have a safe and be blessed and know that better decisions lead to fewer regrets, everyone. Love you.
Dr. K Show discusses health awareness and wellness, anything from A to Z.
The importance of reading ingredients labels can save your life.
While giving inspirational messages to the listening audience and social media. www.drkwebsite.com. Your health is your wealth. Dr. K Show.
Every Saturday at 9 a.m. CST on WAG 610 a.m.